Make you bread, right? Uh-huh, yeah. Let's make you loaf bread, you know, yeast bread, or what you want to call it.
Okay. What about made out of meal? We mentioned a minute ago, yeah. Corn. What else would you have? Would you ever make any corn dodgers?
Oh, yeah.
What are they?
Well, it's just, well, you make them, you know, and just roll them up and fry them in some grease.
Yeah. Of course, you mentioned crackling bread and...
Oh, yeah.
Fresh puppies, they've got all that.
Crackling in the cornmeal, you know.
Okay. What about a cake or, not a cake, but something like a corn dodger? You fry and skillet in the morning and put butter and syrup on it and eat it.
Oh, yeah, I'm flour or cornbread.
A flour, yeah.
Yeah, well, you'd call them pancakes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Now, I guess that's the same thing as a pancake.
Yeah, he just put them in there and turn it over and fry.
Yeah. What about a flour? The smallest bag of flour you could buy used to be a little what?
A little 5 pound, I guess a 2 pound.
Okay.
But I don't know, now used to people didn't buy it. You can now.
Well,
I don't know.
People used to buy flour and sugar and stuff and then make it last for 2 or 3 weeks or a month.
Yeah,
so
you would never buy no flour in less than 25 pounds.
That's right. Of course, nowadays people can run to the store.
Too much.
They need something 5 minutes before supper. They can run to the store back in and couldn't do it.
The gunman, no way. That's to meet a peddler and once a week goes down, you know.
Yeah.
Sell eggs. We used to sell eggs and buy coffee and flour and sugar. And
yeah, stuff you couldn't grow yourself.
Yeah.
People could almost depend completely
on growing stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could.
What about an egg? You break an egg and the inside of it is what?
Yellow.
Okay.
The yellow and then the outside
yolk.
You know.
Okay. And if you don't break an egg, you drop it in water and let it boil for a while, you're making a what?
A boiled egg.
Okay. What about if you break it and drop it in the water?
Well, you torch it.
Okay. What is the hog meat that's ground up and has spices and everything in it?
Well, sass and spices. We used to dump that the hog milk. We used to take the head and make souse meat out of it.
Yeah, I have a friend here that makes a big pan of souse meat every New Year's Day.
Uh-huh.
He goes out to the slaughterhouse and gets a hog head and makes
But you know, they won't save a hog's head for you now when you get them to the back in the house and have them cleaned and cut it.
They won't?
Yes, sir. They won't let you have one. Well, they just throw away. They say it's something of it. They just don't fool it. Now, if you get the head, you have to cut it off and clean it at home before you get it back in that.
When meat starts to go bad, you'd say that meat smells like
it's spoiled.
Okay. And, of course, the hog meat that you slice up into strips and fry is what?
It's bacon.
Okay. And what is salt pork? You ever hear of salt pork?
That would be this, we used to call it, I guess, salty down, you know, and that would just be the fat part of it.
Okay. Is that like, what about streaked meat?
That's the middling of a hog, you know, what you cut off and part it's got lean in it.
Yeah, streaked lean, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've got to get home and let my babysitter go. I hope I have.
Well, I just thought I'd go ahead and
Sure.